Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Bob Miller. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snider hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunt scores. Snider moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hicks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Snider scores. Gonder moves to third. Hicks moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Duke Carmel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carmel takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wills bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gilliam strikes out. There goes Wills. The throw from Gonder to Moran, and Wills is out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stallard strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Hickman. The throw from Roseboro to Wills and they have Hickman trapped. The throw over to Fairley, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rosboro takes first base on ball four. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gonder hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carmel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Gilliam covering, double play. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Gilliam moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roseboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Al Ferrara pinch hits for Bob Miller. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ferrara strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Thomas now pitching. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hicks is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hicks strikes out. 1 out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carmel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carmel takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmel moves to second. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stallard is 0-for-2 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Carmel moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseborough hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonder moves to third. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carmel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gonder scores. Hicks moves to third. Carmel moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hicks scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stallard is 0-for-3 in the game. Stallard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carmel moves to third. Moran moves to second. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hickman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to home to get Carmel. Moran moves to third. Stallard moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls strikes out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonder is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 3 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets 5, and Los Angeles Dodgers 1. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.